USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Elon Musk is terminating his deal to buy Twitter. The Tesla CEO, writing a letter announcing the $44 billion purchase, was off Friday, citing material breaches of multiple provisions of the agreement. Musk could be liable to pay $1 billion for pulling out of the deal. President Biden is applauding the June jobs report, the economy adding a better-than-expected 372,000 new jobs in June. But Republicans say although jobs may be coming back, the American people are still hurting.
The problem is that every single day, Americans are hurting when they're either putting gas in their tanks, when they're trying to put food on their table, when they're trying to pay their rents or pay their energy bills.
New York Republican Congressman Nicole Maliotakis on Fox News, USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
One border state governor is taking action as the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues.
Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott signed an executive order addressing the invasion of illegal immigrants into his state and the federal government dropping the ball.
It was only a year and a half ago that we had the lowest border crossings in decades under President Trump, and now under President Biden, we have the highest border crossings ever, just over the 4th of July, just in one sector of the five sectors in the state of Texas. They apprehended about 5,000 people. Under Joe Biden's own calculations, they say to expect to be apprehending about 18,000 people a day.
Governor Abbott authorized the state's National Guard and Department of Public Safety to apprehend illegal immigrants in Texas and return them to the border. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden is spending the weekend at his Delaware beach house. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
On Friday, President Biden signed an executive order protecting a woman's right to an abortion, among other things. The executive order will provide and protect access to contraception and convene volunteer attorneys to represent women seeking an abortion. Reacting to other comments made by the president regarding abortion, the Supreme Court, and Constitution, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley.
Yeah, there was much about these remarks that were quite curious. I mean, first of all, he seemed to refer to Griswold as standing for the opposite of what Griswold stands for. I mean, Griswold was the protection of that right. He seemed to refer to it as the rejection of the right to use contraception. Much of what the president said, frankly, I thought was fairly inaccurate and at times quite unfair.
Longtime WWE leader Vince McMahon is being accused of paying more than $12 million in hush money to women he reportedly had sexual interactions with. The Wall Street Journal reporting McMahon paid four different women over the past 16 years to stop them from discussing potential legal claims against or their relationships with him. Wall Street closing the week on a down note. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 46 points to close at 31,338. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.